Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Candid, a podcast by Swatch and AMDA. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and I'm so happy you're here. So what is up, guys? I'm actually recording this on December 26th. I am in quarantine right now, and I've kind of talked about it a little bit on my TikTok. But yeah, I unfortunately caught COVID. So Christmas has been a little different this year for me, but still so much fun. My parents are really good about making it a fun time. But speaking of time, I have had a lot of it, and so I'm excited to film this podcast because I've had a lot of time to plan for it and everything. This is actually going to be our last podcast for 2021, and I'm excited to wrap it up. I'm excited to wrap up the year with you guys and talk about all the different things that's happened and what I'm planning for 2022. So with that being said, I'm not doing a trend of the week or a designer of the week just because we do have so much to cover. So the first thing I really want to cover is all of the crazy stuff that has happened this year. I know I'm not the only one who has just had a crazy, wonderful year because I hear from you guys and you guys share so many great things with me and I absolutely love it. But you guys are part of the reason that I've had such a great year because this podcast has been so much fun to record. It is the first year of Candid being a thing, and I've loved hearing people reach out and their stories about running and fashion and so many other cool things. I mean, this podcast has opened doors that I didn't even know existed. And I love it. And I'm really sad because I do graduate in May, and we are looking for someone to take over the host position. So if you're interested and you go to Auburn, please reach out to the AMDA Instagram or reach out to me because it is such a fun job. And I love it. I've gotten to meet all of you guys. So that is something that I'm really proud of this year. Probably my biggest accomplishment this year was this podcast. And it's just been such a fun year. And that's why I'm really adamant about setting goals and everything for next year as well. I also had a great internship and I lived in New York and that was so much fun. I hit 10,000 on TikTok and now I'm at 15,000, which I cannot believe. And, you know, I had things in the fashion show and I was in the Swatch magazine twice. Dream come true. And just so much has happened. And the reason I'm bringing about this is not to gloat or talk about things that I'm proud about, but mainly because I wrote everything I wanted to come true. I wrote all of that down and it all did. And I want to inspire y'all to do the same this year because it is so important to me. So what I do every year is I write like a long list of things I want to happen. And then every 6 months, I'll write things I want to happen in the next 6 months. And basically, I haven't looked at my main goal list since I wrote it, which sounds crazy. But I forgot about all this stuff that is on it. It's just so fun. It's so sweet. One of the things I wrote was do at least 10 brand deals. And I've done so many brand deals since writing that. I've probably done 30 this past year. And I want to say that 29 of them are from this past 6 months, which is kind of crazy. I wrote that I wanted to get an internship and I ended up doing that. Live somewhere cool during the summer. I lived in two very cool places. I lived in Charleston and in New York. And it's just so crazy to think that I was a year ago, I was writing all this stuff. And I kind of laugh at it because one of them is like, become a TikTok or an Instagram influencer. And now I don't even call it influencer. I call it like content creator because it's just more fun, a little less formal too. I wanted to journal more in 2021. And that is something I definitely did. I journaled every day this summer. I need to get better at it because I have not been good at it this past month or so. But yeah, I mean, these goals are just making me laugh. I wrote eat healthy, be a good friend, attend a fashion show. I did. I attended Auburn's fashion show. That's so funny. But yeah, and one of my big quotes this year was, I will do big things. And I think that's what really pushed me through to go like the extra mile whenever I was doing simple tasks. And it really pushed me to want to achieve and do big things. So my whole main goal here today is to give you guys the pointers on how to have a successful year and kind of how to lay out all these goals without being overwhelmed in a sense. Like, I know it can all be really overwhelming, but the first thing I want to talk about is in order for your life to change, you have to change. I've said that many times. In order to have a new life, you have to say goodbye to the old one. And I know that's scary. I know that can be hard for a lot of people, but once it happens, it happens. And once it becomes true, you learn so much more about yourself that you just won't want to stop. When you set goals, like, you want to make it a lifestyle change, not just like a periodic change in a sense. If you want to work out more, then put, I want to work out more. Don't put, I'm going to work out every single day this year, because the third day, you're going to break that. And then guess what? You just throw away the goal for the entire year. And that's why I'm more adamant about lifestyle changes, I guess you could say, more than New Year's resolutions. Because you can start whenever you want on your new lifestyle. You don't have to wait for the new year. And in a sense, when you wait for the new year, the second you break it, you're going to be like, oh, well, I guess I'll do that next year. It's kind of like that whole thing where, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to start my diet tomorrow, so I'm going to eat horrible food today. Just start today. So that is just like a really important mindset to me before you go in trying to come up with a ton of goals for 2022. So the first thing you really want to come up with is probably a main quote. I did this accidentally last year with my quote, I will do big things. But it's because it was a part of one of the things I looked at every day. And your quote could be anything. If you wanted to run a marathon, then yours could be like, run the extra mile. Or, and you know, that could go for all of life, really. Like, if run the extra mile in your work, for school, or whatever. Basically, coming up with a quote puts the pressure on you with taking it off, in a sense. Like, you're looking at this quote and you're choosing to do something. It's not like, oh, lose 35 pounds. If you just said, work out a little harder, then you're going to be thinking in your head positively about yourself. And that's a big thing. You have to be thinking about yourself positively. The way that you talk about yourself reflects how other people see you. And if you're putting down all these goals that are like, lose 35 pounds, be prettier, blah, 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 that's not going to help. Like, maybe try and do a better skin routine or work out just a little longer, but also find the balance with all of that. Earlier when I mentioned that I look up at something every day, this is how I really set up my goals, and it was a mood board. So literally a year ago today, I went on Pinterest and I saved a bunch of images that I wanted to be in my life in 2021. And I made a mood board. I made one for my computer and I made one for my phone lock screen. So whether or not I wanted to look at it, I had to every single day. And it's been there for a year. So in this collage, I have New York, I have money, fashion shows, art, quotes, and just really cool pictures. It doesn't have to be something ugly. It can be something that is so cute and pretty and something that reflects what you want. Even though it might seem like something that is really small, I would still think that looking at it every day kind of visualizes it into your life. The next huge thing that is so important to making your dreams come true in this next year, and I don't want to sound like a psychic or someone who is like crazy, but is journaling, because I've talked about it so many times. There's so many benefits from journaling. Listen to old podcasts or look it up. Like, it's incredible how much it will change your life. It puts you so much more in contact with yourself, but it also helps you visualize what you want for the future. And what I mean by that is every day I'll wake up and I will write three things I'm grateful for. That really puts everything into perspective. Three things that made me smile the day before that will put me in the present moment. And then I also write three goals for that day. And that helps me get my bigger goals done. So like I said, if you want to run a marathon, one of my goals that day would be to go on a run. And this is important because if you're not setting tiny goals, you can't achieve big goals. And at the front of this journal, I had all of my 1 year goals and 6 months goals, and everything happened. One of my goals was to hit 15K on TikTok in 2021, and I did. And it feels so crazy, but at the same time, I was also writing down things like, make sure you post this many videos each day. And basically, all your big, huge goals are founded on these little tiny goals that are so easy to accomplish. And the harder you work, obviously, the more you're going to achieve. But I don't even look at it as a, like, I don't look at it from a standpoint like, oh, I'm going to get this big goal by working really hard one day. It takes you working hard collectively. And that's why daily goals are important. I also wrote down where I want to see myself every day in 6 months, short-term goal, and then long-term goal, 5 years, or by a certain age point. And I have a feeling that it will come true mainly because I do write it down and I do visualize it. And when I'm working, I visualize it because I want it so badly. My main tips for someone who really wants someone to come into this new year and achieve what they really want is visualize it, write about it, journal, and make mood boards. Really picture yourself in this life and picture what you have to do to get there. And it will happen because it has happened to me, and it makes me laugh looking back at what I would write a year ago. And even this summer, the things I would write just are really sweet. Now, I really want to talk about my goals for 2022 because I've had a lot of people ask about them on TikTok and Instagram DMs, and I think that they would be a lot of fun to share with you guys. So I'm just going to go through my list, and it's honestly not finished yet because, like I said, I do 6 months goals too, and I'll probably have a few more goals that I want to reach by the end of January. So I want to start working out more, and yes, I work out all the time every day, but I want to start learning more about other workouts like Pilates or lifting weights or any of that, because I do just mainly run and jump rope and do some arm exercises. And with that is another goal that I have on there, and it's kind of like get more into health, like learn about how to eat better and what is good for you, what is really nutrient dense and what will help you become the best that you want to be, what will fuel your mind for a big test, and basically what all the different food groups can do for you. I'm excited for that, and how I plan to do that is research and just kind of figuring out as I go, honestly. With the working out goal also runs, no pun intended, runs with the run a half marathon goal. That was one of my goals for 2021, and I did not get that done, and I think it's the only one I didn't get done. I've had a really long year, and that's not an excuse, but I just haven't really had time, and that is not a good excuse at all. But with my dad's health and so many other things, there's just been a lot of roadblocks in the way. But I'm really determined to do it in 2022 and really make it happen and train for it. My next thing is move to a new city, which hopefully will happen. This is one I'm sure, like, it's gonna happen because I'm gonna graduate and find a job, hopefully, and kind of achieve what I want to achieve. I really, really want to move to New York City, but I've kind of been in a mood recently where if I find a job I really love in a different city other than New York, I'm comfortable with finding discomfort and moving to a new place that I have not been to yet, because I figured it out last summer, I can figure it out this year. The next big goal is brand deals. I want to do more brand deals on TikTok and Instagram for this year and really make sure that I'm doing the most I can for my followers, but also doing fun things like earning money and kind of monetizing my social media, because I just think it's fun. A goal for the podcast is to have some fun guests. I already have a lot of guests lined up for next semester, and it's kind of crazy because I'll only have like probably 18 more episodes, which is a lot. But, you know, if you think about guests and different things we want to talk about and all this, I'd love to hear who y'all want me to have on the podcast. A lot of you guys say Jenna Palick, but I've reached out to her. I don't know. She is very famous, so it is going to take a lot to get her on my podcast. I would love that, though. I think we'd be best friends. Something that ties in with the whole moving to a new city is get a job that you actually want and actually will enjoy. I feel like I'm someone who really chases a dream, but I'm also someone who chases goals and achievements more than my own happiness. And that is something that's really important to me this year, is finding happiness with myself even more than I have. And I want to make sure that I'm working in a job that I'm actually happy in, and I'm not just doing it because of the achievements that follow it or the congratulations that follow it. And talking about happiness, that's just such a huge thing for me this year, is learning how to find happiness and control my anxiety. I know that's a huge thing for a lot of people. How I plan on doing that is journaling and reading even more. I, like I said, have not been great about journaling this past month, and I can definitely tell. I've been kind of off my pace recently. I haven't run as much, and part of that to blame is COVID, but I need to be a little bit more in touch with myself. Something I also want to be a little more in touch with this year is fashion. I plan to engage even more and learn even more by watching fashion shows. I really want to figure out more about small designers and different designers. And I've been following a great Instagram that helps broadcast these small designers, not in the most positive light, because it is about how big fashion brands do steal their designs and stuff. And I want to make sure to pay more attention to that, because I know brands that I shop are very guilty of that. One of my biggest goals, this is probably at the top of the list, is learning how to budget. I spend all my money on clothes, and there has to be some type of mental thing behind that, because it's not good. I need to learn how to budget more. I know I can learn through reading and stuff, so that's kind of my plan with that. And then lastly, my last goal is to be a better family member and a better friend. I feel like I tend to stress myself out and take quality time away from people because I'm stressed and I need to work on stuff. But I'm only going to be this young in this moment, and I really just need to focus on being more there for family and friends. So yeah, that kind of wraps up all of my goals, and I plan on achieving them kind of in the same way that how I did it last year, and I'm really excited for this year. I think that there's so much space to grow, and I think a lot of people are on board with that, and I really want to make it my best year yet. I try and do that with every single year, obviously, and some years are better than others, and it's okay to admit that and have that, but it just is really important to me right now to focus 2022 as the year that I get things done. And I hope that I'm not the only one with this mindset, but I really try and make every year better than all the other years, better than the next, better than the one before. And with that mindset, it really helps me achieve what I want to achieve. I'm so interested to hear everyone's goals, and I really want y'all to reach out if you have anyone similar or not, or any ideas for me, because I'm all about growth and I want to hear what y'all want, because you're my audience and I love you guys. But I mainly want to wrap this up. I know today is a shorter episode, but I want to wrap it up by saying thank you to you. If you're listening, you're part of the reason that my dreams have come true this year. I have a podcast. I've accomplished so much, and I'm glad that I have these friends now through social media and at school and just so many other things. I'm so, so grateful. So please reach out. I always have my DMs open. The next time y'all will hear from me on Candid is in 2022. And so I just want to say thank you guys for 2021. And thank you for listening today. I'm excited for the New Year podcast. And I'm excited for all the things that the New Year will bring for this podcast as well. Please stay tuned for that episode. And thank you so much for listening today, guys. I'm so happy to have you guys here with me always. I know I've said that a million times, but seriously, I hope everyone has a very safe New Year's Eve because it can be a dangerous holiday. And I hope everyone had such a wonderful holiday break as well. So I'm going to sign off and go work on some goals and my mood boards and everything. As always, thanks so much for listening and thanks for being candid with me. Bye, guys.